Hey, Beverly, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
What's going on?
I bought some Surefire tomatoes the same day Calvin Finch bought his.
I'm sorry.
We were talking about the Surefires. I brought mine home. I put them in 1 gallon containers with fresh soil, potting mix.
Okay.
And we got leaf miners in them, and I've lost one plant.
Wait a minute. You mean the leaf miner killed the whole plant?
Well, I think it was overwatering.
Yeah, that's what killed
me.
The leaf miner is, they just make the leaves look a little bit ugly, but they're usually a minor problem.
All right. I mixed up like a teaspoon of Malathion in 2 quarts of water and treated them once.
With it, yeah.
Should I repeat that?
Now, you putting this in the soil potting mix? You're watering them with it, huh?
One time, one treatment.
You're watering them with it or spraying them with it?
I watered them.
And they're in containers.
Okay, here's the deal. Where are they located? Are the plants in, where, getting morning sun, afternoon shade?
They're sitting
outside.
On a patio that they get, like, it's a clear roof patio, so they get, like, the diffused sunlight all day.
Okay, good. Okay, what's happening? You're overwatering them.
Well, I know that. I try to tell somebody in my family that he doesn't listen.
Yeah, when you put them in there close, people think that if I water them more, they'll grow faster.
No, they will. I know. And I'll try to water them from the bottom.
Yeah, and the problem with it is you want to water them maybe in that condition probably once every 3 or 4 days, if that much.
I think they're in containers.
They are.
Yeah,
wow, that
gallon.
Much in container? That little?
Yeah, that little.
Because
she's soaking them now. I imagine that she says she's watering from the bottom, so I imagine you're giving them a pretty good soaking. How often? Every day or two?
Just about a half inch in the bottom every other day if they start to wilt.
Yeah, see, that's soaking, that's keeping that mix wet. You don't think?
You're setting them in a saucer of water and putting a half inch of water in it? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, that's not too much water.
You don't think that's too much water?
That is not the way to water them. You need to be watering them from the top of the soil down, because that little root ball that they're in is
probably drying out.
Up there at the top of the soil, and it's drying out, and down below that half inch of moisture, it may be wetting that soil up the inch and a half, maybe.
We planted ours fairly deep in those containers, but I take those infected leaves off?
No, don't worry about the leaf miners.
Okay.
Put some Osmocote or something, fertilizer, in on top of that soil.
I heard you say that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And water, you can water those plants every day in that gallon container, and it's not going to overwater them.
From the top,
okay.
Because it's going to drain out the bottom if it's got too much.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be sitting in a container to catch the water.
That's true. Shouldn't be sitting in a container. So just let it drain out on the patio floor.
Uh-oh.
Do the leaf... Don't worry about that. Where do the leaf miners come from? Are they in the soil?
No, they're not in the soil.
Some little fly flew over and laid an egg on the leaf.
Yeah, you're treating for a root, for those little flies that get in there.
Fungus gnats.
Fungus gnats. You're treating for fungus gnats, and the leaf miner gnat or fly or whatever lays the wasp, that lays the egg, never gets into the soil. He flies in there. He's flying around. So all of your and that insecticide is not being uptaken by the plant. So now, if you'd have used orthene or something like that, that would have been uptaken by the plant.
Which is not legal, by the way.
I know, but I didn't say to use it. I said if she'd have used it.
I have kelphane.
No, it's
a miticide.
It's a miticide for spider mites,
But just forget those leaf miners. We have never had leaf miners here to the point that they damage the crop to the point that it kills it. Now, that has occurred in the valley, Rio Grande Valley, on peppers and things like that. It got to a really major problem. And it got to a major problem on our transplant producers, because nobody will buy a plant with one leaf miner leaf damage on it. So he had to make his cosmetically clean of leaf miner. But when you get them home in the garden, they'll damage a few leaves. And we even went to the point of, I guess it was 15, 20 years ago, when we were talking about planting in the fall, because that's when the leaf miner is worse. We used to recommend putting a systemic fungicide in the hole.
Fungicide?
Yes, sir. I mean, systemic insecticide.
Disystan.
Disystan, which is on the label, believe it or not, folks, on tomato transplant. But the problem is you only put something like a teaspoon under there, under the plant, under the root, about an inch under the plant that you're planting, and only a teaspoon, and then put about an inch of soil on top. And this Disystan, which is a systemic insecticide, is gone by the time the tomato starts producing fruit. It's no longer in the plant material. Okay.
Problem was
people start putting a tablespoon in there, and they start killing their plants with Disystan. And besides that, it's not a real safe insecticide to use.
I put some plants in the garden about 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. that had almost every leaf on the plant had leaf miner, and they have quickly grown out of that, and now, you know, they've got many, many more leaves above them that don't have. So they're not going to hurt it.
They didn't burn up?
No.
We're holding off. We put ours out last year, and they all died. It was just too hot. The temperature in the garden was like 120 degrees, I think, on the ground.
Well, I water mine. I've got a drip system and water them every day.
Yeah, we have a soaker system, too. All right. Thank you for the information.
You bet, Beverly. Thanks. Take care.
Uh-huh.